אנחנו קוראים בספר
Reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, volume 1, page 327, introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, item 153. You can send us your questions to Kab.TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
So let's focus on this introduction together. It's very broad, deep, profound. Let's go.
Page 327, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 153. Now we have thoroughly explained the four worlds of Bia of Kedusha, Sanctity, and the Klipot, which are the vice-a-vice of each and every world. They are considered the deficiency that exists in their corresponding world in Kedusha. And they are the ones named the four worlds Abia of Klipot.
There are the four worlds of Abia of Kedusha, and opposite them, the four worlds of Abia of Klipa. That's what he says.
Item 154. These words suffice for any observer to feel the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah to some degree. You should know that the majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended in their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the face and all the sublime attainments. We should not ask if they have already been awarded attainment, then they know everything through their own attainment. So why then would they still need to delve in books of Kabbalah by others? However, it is not wise to ask that question. It is like one who engages in the literal Torah, but has no knowledge of the conducts of this world with respect to the world, year, soul of this world, and does not know people's behavior and their conducts with themselves and with others. And he also does not know the beasts and the animals and birds in this world. Would you even consider that such a person would be able to understand even a single issue in the Torah correctly? He would invert the issues in the Torah from good to bad and from bad to good, and he would not find his hands or legs in anything. So is the matter before us. Even if one has been awarded attainment, and even at the level of the Torah of Atzilut, he will still not perceive more than relates to his own soul. Yet, one must know all three discernments, world, year, soul, in their every incident and conduct, in full consciousness, to be able to understand the issues of the Torah that relate to that world. These issues are explained in the book of Zohar and the genuine books of Kabbalah with all their details and intricacies. Thus, every sage and one who understands with his own mind must contemplate them day and night. Item 155.
I'm asking for your questions. You're probably not yet. You didn't delve in yet. So let's take it from 153.
Again, item 153, page 327. Now we have thoroughly explained the four worlds of Bia of Kedusha and the Klipot.
אתם מקשיבים למה שהוא אומר?
You're listening to what he's saying?
כן. בבקשה.
So, please, I recommend you to.
Again, 153. Now we have thoroughly explained the four worlds of Bia of Kedusha and the Klipot, which are the vis-a-vis of each and every world. They are considered the deficiency that exists in their corresponding world in Kedusha. And they are the ones named the four worlds of Bia of Klipot. 154. These words suffice for any observer to feel the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah to some degree. You should know that the majority of authors of books of Kabbalah intended their books only to such readers who have already attained a disclosure of the faith and all the sublime attainments. We should not ask. If they have already been awarded attainments, then they know everything through their own attainment. So why then would they still need to delve in books of Kabbalah by others?
That's also not very clear. I live in this world. I know all kinds of phenomena in this world. But still, I read books. I learn all kinds of teachings. And that enriches me. I have a better understanding of the connection between things. So, when we come to some small attainment of the upper world, it's not like I don't need books of Kabbalah. I don't really understand his question also. Let's see.
However, it is not wise to ask that question. It is like one who engages in the literal Torah, but has no knowledge of the conducts of this world, with respect to the world year soul of this world, and does not know people's behavior and their conducts with themselves and with others. And he also does not know the beasts and the animals and the birds in this world. Would you even consider that such a person would be able to understand even a single issue in the Torah correctly? He would invert the issues in the Torah from good to bad and from bad to good. And he would not find his hands or legs in anything. So is the matter before us. Even if one has been awarded attainment, and even at the level of the Torah of Atzilut, he will still not perceive more than relates to his own soul. Yet, one must know all three discernments, world, year, soul, in their every incident and conduct in full consciousness, to be able to understand the issues in the Torah that relate to that world. These issues are explained in the book of Zohar and the genuine books of Kabbalah with all their details and intricacies. Thus, every sage and one who understands with his own mind must contemplate them day and night.
It's clear so far, right? What is not?
What does he mean by real Kabbalah books?
Genuine. They were written by Kabbalists, people with attainment.
Meaning the writings of Ari and Baal HaSulam.
Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the writings of the Ari, the writings of Baal HaSulam, the writings of Rabash, and in between there were the disciples of Baal Shem Tov and other such Kabbalists. Now you could say, these are Kabbalah books that it's written to us. It is clear to us that it's written, that it's Kabbalah books. There are also books of Kabbalah that are not clear as Kabbalah books, like Rashi. He was a huge Kabbalist, but he wrote in a language that is not the language of Kabbalah. So it's difficult for us. The whole of the Babylonian Talmud, the Jerusalem Talmud, everything in between. They were all written by people with attainment, but they didn't write in the language of Kabbalah, but in a language of branches. This is why we don't learn them as study books in the wisdom of Kabbalah, or textbooks in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in truth, all the sages, almost up until the last generations, let's say until Baal HaSulam, all the great ones, the sages, were people with attainment.
He also writes here that they already merited the revelation of faith and all the upper attainments, meaning one who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah only went through this?
Even if he is rewarded with it, he still has what to learn from books of Kabbalists, because they add, just like you know physics in general, but you open a book and you learn from there more things.
Thank you.
Yes, what?
He writes, even though he has managed to get attainment from Atzilut, he still doesn't know from there, but what touches his soul himself.
Of course. How does he attain the world of Atzilut? It's not like I'm told the world of Atzilut is from here to here. It's to the extent that I open it up, and to the depth that I open it, that's how I know it. To that extent.
And then he continues, although we need to know all the three p'chinot in one of their cases and governances. And
yes, each and every soul has to attain the whole of creation in its own way, but the whole of creation.
So what's the difference between the side of his soul itself and attaining all that he can attain?
We will get there and see. I can't express it in words. It's not like I really know it so much. I know, I feel, but to verbalize it, I can't. Even in our world, we learn how we can explain the power, size, richness of our integral world, the one that we perceive with our five senses. Even that we can't. And in spirituality, where we learn all the interconnections between each and every item and throughout the process of development, you can't express it. This is why all the Kabbalists, as much as they wrote, they still wrote things that are not deep, because you can't really go deep. They give you all kinds of entries in different ways, each one, into the system of Adam HaRishon. So you can clothe in some Kabbalist, and then you see a different facet. It's like going into a theater or a movie. So what are you shown in the movie? How the protagonist, the screenplay writer sees reality, so you clothe in him and see. It's the same in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, by this you expand, you widen and broaden your soul, your vision. That's why you want to learn and be included with all the Kabbalists. You'll still have to do it in order to get to the end of correction, because each one has to attain the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon. Yes?
Item 155.
I guess.
Therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are learning, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Meaning that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments with which the Creator contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc., until one is awarded completing his thought which he had planned for him, as it is written in the Zohar. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. This means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, and then these lights will clothe the able vessels.
Cleanse means he will acquire a big desire, and a tzimtzum, a restriction, and the masach, the screen, and the ochozer, the reflected light. This is called cleansing the will to receive, making it work in order to bestow. By this, he achieves attainments.
Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately illuminate upon him to a certain extent. However, they illuminate for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of vessels able to receive them. Yet, the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above and imparts him with the abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving his wholeness.
Ken.
What is the next world that Bala Sulam says here? It's a question that students ask.
Yeah, they care about it. The next world means that now I'm not attaining it, but in the next minute, if I cleanse my kelim, my vessels, I do attain. This is called the next world. Each time my perception of my reality is called a world, my world. If I change my perception of reality, broaden it, it's considered moving from world to world. A world is what I get in my kelim. In the root 1, 2, 3, 4, in which I attain the still vegetative animate in speaking. All in all, this is called the world. The world comes from the word he'elem, olam, he'elem, meaning concealment. So it's clear to me that specifically through concealment, I can attain, because I attain something from its opposite. There are many names to the world, why the world is called concealment, ha'alama. Yes?
There's no connection between what's happening when I die? You mean after I die?
After my body dies?
Yes.
So what is there? It dies.
That's what I'm asking. There's no connection, like the next world, there's no connection to what we're talking about here?
No. People just think that there is something. No.
No.
Don't wait for it. Your body, I can't explain. Where does he write about it in a few sentences? The ascension of... meaning there is something to it, but it's not attainment, and it doesn't bring us attainment in spirituality. My beast, the one that stops working in a material way, like an animal, doesn't depart in its will to receive. The will to receive in me doesn't belong to this body. You're talking about the will to receive that has to attain some spiritual reality. So what is the connection between the spiritual reality and this corporeality? There is no connection, none. When you leave, you leave. When you die, you die. It accompanies us, this body, for a while. so that through it we will come into contact between us, begin to know some things that have to do with spirituality, but it's not spirituality. It's a kind of, not a degree, but a special state or situation by which we begin to approach spirituality, but not more than that. This is why it doesn't influence spirituality if you are tall or short or red or black or white or yellow. Nothing. There is no connection. None whatsoever. That's it. Okay? Yes, Nasi.
About item 155, the two main things that need to be is to understand what we study, and the second thing is to mention the names of the lights and kelim.
Yes, but understanding means attaining. Understanding, the last degree, the final degree of understanding is called attainment. All right, what do you want?
Continuing
Terence, I just want to share a little thing. My son, 2 days ago, he asked me the same question. He's 10 years old, and I didn't know what to say to him. And all of a sudden he asked me, what am I living for? And my son, who's 10 years old, and now my heart's beating that I'm remembering my son when Terence asked that question that his group asked. I didn't know what to say to my son.
All right, we heard about your son. Now relax. Explain to yourself why you're living, and then you will know what to answer your son. That's it. Before you discover it, what can you explain to your son? Yes, David.
Rav, about the Kabbalists that attain and need to share. That's the question. How
to share?
In 154, he talks about engaging in the books of Torah, even if he attained it from his soul. And how does the Kabbalist who attains what he has attained, how does he share it with the rest of the Kabbalists? Only through the books, or is there another way?
There is another way, but we don't talk about it. When the time comes, there is another way. It's called mouth to mouth.
There's Kabbalists that didn't write anything. That's how we learned.
It doesn't matter. Yes.
So is there a way? Can a Kabbalist...
Baal Shem Tov didn't write anything. He was the father, the forefather of the Kabbalists of the last generation. From the Ari onward, we don't have anyone who attained more than the Baal Shem Tov. And what he did, and everything he did, and there's nothing more. And he didn't write himself.
And still, is there a way to attain what, like you said, to connect through him? To
connect? No problem. Connect. It's called the clothing of the soul of Baal Shem Tov in David.
So how, without a book or without something that a Kabbalist left, how can you connect to that?
No problem. No problem. It's according to the root of the soul and the effort.
So you can't connect to, not anyone can connect to anyone. It's according to the root of the soul, right?
If not with the root of the soul, then you don't attain, you don't feel, you're not drawn to it.
And if you would leave a book behind?
Where does Baal HaSulam write that the soul of the Ari was impregnated in him? Which he also doesn't understand how, but he just did.
I'm asking to understand how everyone is incorporated with everyone in the end.
when we get there, we will see it together. You're asking me about a situation, a state that I'm not in. Everyone's included together, and then we attain the complete reality. That's all there is. What was in Adam HaRishon, except 620 times more, because we are connecting the vessels of reception, which Adam HaRishon didn't have. In Adam HaRishon, they were restricted. Afterwards, he wanted to activate them. So they broke. Because they broke, we can bit by bit add them. Well, first we have to kind of resurrect the Galgal Ta'anayim, the Kelim Galgal Ta'anayim that were there before and broke, and also not use the Achab, and then gradually add to them the Achab. So what we're doing now is we are kind of reviving the Galgal Ta'anayim, Israel, that's rising out of the clay, and also the nations of the world are joining in one by one. It's still not happening. Those who are joining us from the nations of the world are not from the nations of the world. They are regarded as Galgal Ta'anayim. But gradually others will open up. So we just disseminate generally, and whoever joins. So then they will be revealed. Very great souls will be revealed in us, in all of us. From souls, from small, medium, and great souls.
Another hard question. So it says that also the sages of the Zohar attained only from their incorporation, but not everything.
Bala Salam writes that besides the generation of the Messiah, only the authors of the Zohar attained everything.
So they attained all of Adam Rishon and all of its manners?
Yes. There are things about it that I don't, it's easy to say, yeah, that's the way it is. But how can it be that they attain things which in practice you still can't do, or that there's a participation of taking them and doing them, but not by the awareness of those souls? Well, we will attain and see. Yes.
In the manner of the virtue of the light, so it's written here that they don't understand what they're studying, but from the yearning and the strong desire to understand what they're learning, they draw the light upon themselves.
Yeah, we awaken surrounding lights only, and to the extent that these surrounding lights can add, meaning can give us the Tzimtzum Masach and Ochozel to the Kelim, to that extent there is attainment inside the Kelim. But it's all very, very partial. A very thin line. Yes.
There isn't here any mention of the work in connection, the wearing down of the hearts, nothing. Just the study, the student and the book.
Yes. So what?
Because it seems like in our generation the work is more...
It's always been like that. It's always been like that. In connection with Ramchal, with Rashbi, with everyone. The society is a holy thing.
Remember, you said once when I asked what's the greatest potential for drawing the reforming light, you said in the workshops between us, not before the book.
In connecting above the book.
But with the text, with the book? What's the central portion of the book in our, like it always was? That law didn't change?
It didn't change. Why? Where do you see that?
I simply see that, let's say, from year to year, also students in the campus, it's like there's less and less a connection to the books, to read.
That's in every generation that's now growing, it's more so. Soon they won't know how to read any at all. They already can't write. Can they still hold a pen? They still do, huh? Soon they'll have only with a keyboard, and that's it. Without a keyboard, they won't know how to. I don't think they will know the shape of the written letters, only printed ones. This is what's happening. There's nothing you can do about it. Many things are disappearing from the world that were, say, in my generation. So what? Yes.
I'm just asking about the right dosing in the work between books, texts, sources, and the work in connection.
The work in connection has to be as it was in all the generations, because helping the people must help each other. It's a must that people will unite together, even two or three. And it's always like been like that in Judaism, in implementing the wisdom of Kabbalah, because without it, it's impossible. But in our generation, it's already a 10, as Rabash writes, because we already have to revive the Kli of Adam Rishon. This is what there is, and it won't disappear. It won't go away, and it won't be otherwise. And you're still not combining the two things together. Studying, which is seemingly an individual approach, I learn, I take the book, I go into my corner, I sit there and learn. No, that's not learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not learning the Torah. Learning Torah is when you do things for the upper light to come, and over these actions, it operates. And then you learn the operations of the upper light. And this is called learning Torah. Because Torah is the operations of the upper light on the will to receive that asks for correction. You understand? This is why, who's learning Torah? Those who prepare themselves in the right society, in the right approach, in anticipation, request, raising man for the light to come and connect me with others. And in the connection, you begin to attain the new reality. This is the result of learning Torah. If you're not learning in this way, you're not learning Torah. You may be learning knowledge, but not the wisdom, not the Torah. Okay? Good. No question. Oh, there are questions. Yes, Asaf.
Rav, about the structure of the worlds, if I understand correctly what Baal HaSulam is trying to explain to us, that there are the worlds of Abiyah in holiness and there's Abiyah in impurity.
Of Kedusha and of Tuma.
De Kedusha and De Tuma.
Of holiness and of impurity.
Okay, now, the order of our work, as far as we're concerned, the first revelation is the world of Asiya, of course, from below upwards. And the first revelation is actually the world of Asiya of impurity.
One opposite the other.
Oh, in parallel?
You can't attain one without the other. You can't attain anything in Tuma, in impurity. Rather, you attain your own corrupted kelim, spoiled kelim, which are already corrected. They go through, they undergo the correction. And in the corrected kelim, what you attain is called the upper world.
My question is, does it connect from the despair from his own forces that we talked about? That it's, which is a thing that's very filled, that is very joyous and high. Is it in parallel to attaining to a world of impurity in some way?
you attain them in parallel. In parallel. There's nothing special here.
Okay, and last question, Rav. The world of Atzilut doesn't have the world of Atzilut of Tuma, of impurity.
There is, but it's in the world of Bria, below the Parsa.
Okay, so the question is, if it's in the world of Bria, Bia, Bria Yetziratzia, or in the world of Bria itself?
Opposite from the world of Bria, of Kedusha, holiness, you have the world of Bria of Klipa and the world of Atzilut of Klipa. But you need to learn it. It's not that straightforward. The Klipa that corresponds to the world of Atzilut is, we'll talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it, really. We have no grip on it. You understand? It's like blind people talking about colors. You want to talk about the color or what?
No shit, no.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
Oh,
I have so many questions.
You said that we can turn to the Creator because you have to help me love the friends.
Yes.
And Rabash says he opens to those who knock on the gates of...
Yes.
A whole delegation from China was supposed to be here in the convention and remained in China.
Yes.
Our great friend arrived yesterday from Hong Kong, and at the moment he's in Tel Aviv for 2 weeks in a hotel. Where is he? Oh, he's here?
Zeo, itkabla tvilatcha.
Good, your prayer was answered. Well, I have no choice. I have to let them ask. New York.
Besof ot kuf nun hei.
At the end of item 155, he says that also when he's lacking the vessels here, he engages in this and mentions the names of the lights and the vessels and so on. To a certain extent, they illuminate, but without them clothing the internality of his soul because he's lacking the qualified kilim for that. Those lack kilim, are those the love of friends? Is that what we're missing?
Well, let's say it is. There are many levels to it. You're already talking about how, in what way, in what order, maybe even what frequency, the kelim, by being in klipa, they become sanctified and enter kedusha, and accordingly receive surrounding lights by an order that gets more and more internal until they close in the internal. It doesn't have... We don't learn it because it's very difficult to express these things. Difficult. It's also like that in this world. There are states and feelings that we can't... put them in order directly. But only emotionally, and each one describes it in his feelings differently. So your question is appropriate, but answering it, shifting this question into knowledge, into the intellect, and arranging it by bits, I can't. Okay? All right, Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. At a certain moment, when we're in the lesson, we're incorporated in one another, the friends ask for one another. At a certain moment, that integration, that mutual integration between us becomes what we said, restriction, masach, and olchozo.
The minute we have the power, the strength to resist, when we can prefer our kelim, the kelim of the other, to the kelim of the other. If you can put a tzimtzum, a restriction, on everything you ever wanted to receive, and so that the friends will have it, and you only serve them for this purpose, then you are already becoming someone with a degree. Peter.
В нашем мире мы обычно книги читаем один раз, книгу по истории.
In our world, we usually read the books once. It's a history book or a biology book. In the spiritual book, Kabbalistic books, you can write hundreds and thousands of times. Let's say the books like Shamati and the writings of Rabash. He read, we read. Why are the books of Kabbalists, how can we read them so many times and also those that are in the spiritual world and also those that are not yet in it?
Because you're reading about the same operations that always go through the four prinot, Havaya, four discernments, Havaya, and the structure of the Kelim doesn't change, it's ten Sfirot. And the light also doesn't change. It is the light of Ein Sof, the simple light of Ein Sof. What does happen is with respect to the attaining individual, and the changes with respect to the individual who attains, because the changes happen because he experiences the changes. It happens through him. So this is what we have. Basically, you could take any tiny book in the wisdom of Kabbalah and read it and constantly feel through it all the worlds and everything that there is. It doesn't matter. Not which one. That's the way it is. In the past too, people didn't learn so much material. They learned, say, a few books. But through the two or three books that they had, they attained all of reality. And this is really what we need to do. Today, you walk into a religious person's home, you have a book cabinet the size of the room. In the past, it was a shelf with a few books, barely a few books on it. And that was it. And it was enough for him. It was enough for him to have attainment. And Moscow.
153-м пункте он короткий, но очень понятный. И вопрос по нему.
In 153 he wrote in short in a very nice way. What does it mean that the worlds of Klipot are lacking a deficiency?
What exactly is he writing that? 153. The four worlds of Abiya of Kedusha and the Klipot, which are the opposite of each and every world, which are a deficiency that there is in the corresponding world in Kedusha. Right, that the Klipot doesn't have the same feeling that there is in Kedusha, and they are called the four worlds of Abiya of the Klipot. Right, so the Klipot feels what there is in Kedusha, and she doesn't have it, but she wants it. But what does she get from wanting? She needs her chisaron, her lack, to support the Kedusha. And as a result, the Kedusha can be filled. The Klipot have a very important role. The Klipa, the shell, or the peel of a fruit, guards the fruit until the vessel is fit for the filling. There is room for the peel, for the Klipa. The minute everything is corrected by the Masach, the Klipa is seemingly peeled off, and the fruit becomes edible. All right, Santiago. There's a friend of ours there.
Good morning, Rav, in World Kli. How does the connection of mouth-to-mouth occur between student and teacher, and is there such a connection between your 10 and the Creator?
I can't say about anything individual. Me, my 10. You're all my 10. Including Santiago, including everyone. And mouth to mouth, let's hope that we will achieve it. It is working with a common masach. It all depends on how much we succeed in being included in the group. The upper light comes. It is ready. It wants us to be included together to such an extent that we become as one man with one heart, and it will operate on us as on one desire. It all depends on us. This is called mouth to mouth with a common masach. And we're moving on to 156, right?
We're continuing on item 156. Yet there is a strict condition during the engagement in this wisdom not to materialize the matters with imaginary and corporeal issues. Because by this they breach, you shall not make unto you a statue or any image. In that event, one is rather harmed instead of receiving benefit. Therefore, our sages cautioned to study the wisdom only after 40 years, or from a Rav, and other such warnings, all this for the above reason. For this reason, I prepared the commentaries Panim Meirot and Panim Masbirot on the Tree of Life in order to rescue the reader from any materialization. However, after the first four parts of these commentaries were printed and circulated among the students, I saw that my explanation was not as clear as I had thought, and all the great effort I had made to explain and elaborate in order to make the matters understood with ease was almost completely futile. This happens since the readers do not feel the grave necessity to delve into the meaning of each and every word before them and repeat it several times until they remember it well wherever that word appears throughout the book. And by forgetting a word, they become confused about the matters, since the subtlety of the matter causes the lack of interpretation of one word to blur the whole matter for them. In order to correct this, I began to write the explanation of the words according to the alphabet, relating to all the words appearing in the books of Kabbalah and that require explanation. On one hand, I collected the commentaries of the Ari and the rest of the first Kabbalists concerning all that they said about that word. On the other hand, I explained the essence from all those interpretations and compiled a solid definition to explain that word in a way that suffices for the reader to understand it in each and every place he meets that word in all the real books of Kabbalah, from the first to the last. This is what I did with all the words used in the wisdom of Kabbalah. I have already printed the words beginning with the letter Aleph and some from the letter Bet, but only on one side. This is already close to 1,000 pages. Alas, for lack of money, I stopped the work in its beginning and for...
I have this book in the archive. You didn't see it. I have to show it to you. Okay. Yeah, as he printed it, he took a very thin paper, like cigarette paper. And really, there are 1,000, maybe more pages.
And for nearly a year now, I have not continued this important work, and the Creator knows if I will ever come to it, for there are many expenses at the moment, no support. For this reason, I have taken on a different path, as in better a sparrow in the hand. And this is the book Talmud Eser Sfirot, the study of the Ten Sfirot related to the Ari. There I collect from the books of the Ari, and especially from his book, The Tree of Life, all the principal essays concerning the explanation of the Ten Sefirot. I positioned them at the top of each page and made a broad explanation about it called Or Pnimi, Inner Light, and another explanation called Histaklut Pnimit, an inward observation. These explain each word and issue presented in the words of the Ari at the top of the page as simply and as easily as I could. I divided the book into 16 parts so that each part will be a specific lesson about a specific topic in the Ten Sefirot. The Or Pnimi mainly clarifies the words of the Ari presented in that lesson, and the Histaklut Pnimit mainly clarifies the matter in general. On top of them, I set up a table of questions and a table of answers for all the words and matters presented in that part. Once the reader finishes that part, he should test himself to see if he can answer correctly every question presented in the table of questions. After he answers, he should look at the answers relating to that question in the table of answers to see if he has answered correctly. Even if he can answer the questions well by memory, he should repeat the questions many times until it is as though they are placed in a box. At that time, he will remember every word when he needs it, or at least he will remember its place in order to look for it, and the will of God will succeed through him.
So here he is just telling a person how we should learn. Word after word after word after word. Why? Because that's the way the wisdom is given. Because who knows who he's turning to. So in this way, he is certain that if a person delves over each word, gradually it will all fall into place in his mind and afterwards possibly also in his heart. Questions? Yes?
I see here Bala Sulam. I hear him with a certain very special drive. Even when he has no means or money, he looks for other possibilities to pass on this wisdom. I also see you.
When did he have money?
Exactly, I see you too. There's not a moment, I see you all day long. There's not a moment throughout the day that you're doing everything so that we will see and learn and do.
Well, except when I sleep and eat and drink.
And even that, I know you do very little and hurry. What is that engine? Where do you get that from?
First of all, it comes from above. This is number one. Number two, you constantly have to work on the greatness of the goal and the responsibility, personal responsibility. And that's for, it's true for everyone. Aren't you responsible? Without you, could Adam HaRishon be? No. So you've got responsibility, the greatness of the goal, what we achieve by correcting, especially in our generation. What can I tell you? You've heard about it many times already. So how can... But you need to work on these things all the time. All the time.
Also, the doing itself that Bala Sulam, he's working on himself, it's like a certain thing that's pushing another thing and then...
He wrote 20 hours a day. Wrote. In those days, he would write with pen and ink. We have his manuscripts, the original manuscripts that he wrote. As I heard it, they had to force the pen out of his fingers because they were so rigid by that time that he couldn't open his hand.
So the Kabbalists, all those who write, are actually being driven each time he gives the wisdom. It's like that's the engine. It's more another drive, another.
Even while he writes, he already makes corrections. He doesn't wait for people to take it and until they grow and until they rise by it. It is already a correction that he writes. When he writes, he puts all the souls that he writes to into it. So there's in potential and there's the practical. So in potential, he did it. He made the end of correction in potential. Even before him, Rabbi Shimon. That's what they did, basically. Now, we just have to practically finish what we have left. But we have a lot left because we are the first generation of the last generation. Just imagine what we still have to develop to. In a few years, in 10, 20, 30 years, the correction has to end here in this world.
But somehow here, he says, it seems like, look, I'm doing what I will do, but let me guide you what you need to do from what I did.
Of course.
And don't try to be like me here. This is your direction here.
Each and every one.
And actually, Rabash took it and passed it on to you, and you're in the same way you're passing it to us in the way that...
Yeah. I also don't condemn or have no contempt for other people who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Each one has his own style. It doesn't matter if he understands more or less or has great attainment or no attainment at all. Everyone does something. Everyone. So, on the contrary, let them have Let there be as many as possible. I have no problem with them growing and increasing and having many, not one organization, but many, many organizations engaging in it. By this, everything ascends. Look at humanity. Look at how diverse it is. It should also be likewise. Here, someone who thinks otherwise just doesn't feel the structure, poor him. If you were to say, do you want to bring under your umbrella, under your wings, all those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world? No. On the contrary. No, I want them to multiply, to increase, to spread out. So each one does something, and by this, well, first of all, it's not my doing. That's first of all, of course. But from this, you can learn what the Creator intends to do, the spreading. Okay? Good. What else are we doing? The order of learning. All right. We didn't quite learn this with Rabash or here, but go ahead.
The heading, the order of learning. Begin with learning the panim, the anterior, meaning the words of the Ari, which are printed at the top of pages, through the end of the book. Even though you will not understand, repeat them several times, as in first learn, then understand. Afterward, learn the commentary, O Pnimi, and exert in it in a manner that you can learn and thoroughly understand the Panim with the Panim with the internality without the help of the commentary. Afterwards, study the commentary, Histaklut Pnimit, until you understand and remember all of it. After all this, test yourself with a table of questions. Once you answered a question, look in the answer that pertains to that question. Do so with each and every question. Learn and memorize them and repeat them several times until you remember them well, as though they are placed in a box. Since in each and every word, in the third part,
We must remember well the whole of the first two parts without missing even a tiny meaning. The worst of all is that the reader will not feel what he has forgotten. Rather, either matters have become unclear to him, or he adopts a wrong interpretation of the matter because he has forgotten. Naturally, one mistake leads to 10 mistakes until he comes to complete misunderstanding and will have to stop learning altogether.
So it's difficult, and but we don't do it. With Rabash, it also wasn't quite like that. Although we learn Talmud as a Sfirot more than we do here, but what can you do? I suppose there is a change of generation too. I can't force you, even if you tell me yes, we want it. We want to learn like Baal HaSulam writes. Word for word, after 15 minutes, it's all over. And that's the way it is. It's the nature of things. Okay? Yes, who is it there?
Shaul.
Yes?
Rav, so what can we really take from this to us? Because what he describes is pretty impossible, even as the extent of the time.
A person learns only where his heart desires. The will to receive determines. There's nothing you can do. It's like taking some rabbit, and you want to turn it into, I don't know,
Schwarzenegger,
all right? It doesn't fit its character. It doesn't fit according to everything. You can't. So if you ask me, and that's how it was with us, we would learn Talmud Esel Sfirot. We learned the Pticha, the preface, with diagrams, you know. Go into the archive and see what we went through in 1 year. But over the years, people came who can't. They can't. It's not for them. The generation has become kind of superficial, lightheaded. They demand to have satisfaction very quickly. If they don't feel, they can't think. They can't activate their minds, on one hand. On the other hand, our society should think about the end of correction, because as Baal HaSulam writes, we belong to the last generation. So the end of correction has to happen only in as big amount of people as possible, as big audiences as possible. So the big audiences have to be connected to us, not just some small campus somewhere. So now you have to teach large audiences, and large audiences are incapable, as he writes here about the order of learning. You understand that it's impossible. Let's be realistic. It's impossible. What then can we do? What's left for us to do? Yes, the main thing, the work of the Creator in the group. Basically, we're learning the instructing of a person's work in the group, the connection in the group, instructing of attainment, the method of attainment of the Creator through the connection between the created beings. This is what we're learning. Besides this, we add a little bit of Talmud Esel Sfirot. Well, of course, the whole of the book of Baal HaSulam, the writings of Baal HaSulam, of course, we go through it. We go over it many times. This is to our merit, attributed to our merit. But besides that, the study of the Ten Sfirot, every time we decide to do it, it lasts a lesson or two, and then it's over. I hope that, hopefully, after Pesach, we'll start learning it in the evening. Those who can will come and sit. But again, if in the evening we will be learning something interesting,
I heard they call it sexy. Appealing. Some people will come. But if I teach Talmud HaSfirot, the study of the Ten Sfirot, people won't come. Maybe 5-7 people will come, up to 10. And otherwise, 30 or 40 people will come, as we recently had. I saw people come accordingly. So I don't know when to learn it. Yes?
So how do we decide what to study? Because our whole path is contradicted to our will to receive, not just in the study, in general.
So let's say we start at 2 a.m. instead of 3. And from 2 to 3, we will learn Talmud HaSfirot, you know, thoroughly, strong. And afterwards, the rest of the things. For people who are kind of lightheaded or superficial.
Our whole path is based on taming the will to receive in contradiction to it, in harsh frameworks. And
but if each one has to deal with his will to receive, then you understand that what is happening.
I'm asking, how do we decide? Even
the problem is not to decide, it's to stick with it. Deciding is, I'm strong, I'll do it. A few minutes later, it all drops. Because our ego is renewed all the time, it's renewing. The will to receive constantly changes. You make a decision in the will to receive that you had a minute ago, but now you have a different will to receive. You look at a person, he said, spoken, and did like this, and it was like a minute or two later, you see a completely different person. He forgot what he said. We call it forgetting. It's just that his internality was swapped. And that's it. So who are you turning to? You're not speaking to the same person you spoke to a minute ago. It's a new person. He looks at you. He doesn't even understand what you want from him. He doesn't get it. That's the way with us. When the will to receive changes, we change. It is straightforward psychology. That's the way it is today.
Can I just ask how you decide? Because sometimes you come and you say we need to learn like this and like that, and sometimes you look at the audience and you're like, it doesn't feel, we'll change it.
No, I don't have a method that I go only by this way. If I did that, I'd stay alone. I'd be alone. I'd be left alone. I have to take it into consideration. I have to cater to 300 people. That's the way it is. Life is tough. All right, what else do you want to hear? It's almost, we're almost done. Any more questions? Yes, there are. Yes, please.
So eventually we're coming to everything depending on arvut and the prayer.
Correct.
Right, so the question is, how do we come to each starting to feel that it all depends on him?
So what is arvut? That it all depends on me?
Nice, that's exactly the point, but it turns out that you don't get the same prayer that we need.
I don't know. What I recommend for you is this. Are you coming to the Desert Congress?
Of course.
Good. So we'll talk afterwards. We will talk after that. What else did we have? Where? Hadera.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
My question is whether the study of Tess is actually the foundation for all, for every day, for every morning lesson? Should it surround that? All the rest of the things should be? Is that the foundation, the study of Tess?
For us today, The most important is connection in Litton. If we came to any style, any template of a 10 where we could feel that somehow we are permeating it, then I would shift to studying at least Talmud HaSfirot for at least 1 hour, because then we would need the surrounding, the reforming light on a higher level. Talmud HaSfirot is a... But you need to have a demand for it. For now, it is neither this nor that. Let's hope that the preparation for the Congress and the Congress itself will bring us the beginning of the connection in the tent in such a way that we will want to learn Talmud HaSfirot. So I wouldn't care if I'm learning Talmud HaSfirot and I make a precision about every single word, as Bala Sulam writes, but I would care about... I'd care about drawing reforming light. This is what counts. Drawing reforming light. That's it.
No,
and
announcements. Rav, we have a few other points about the convention.
Yeah, sure, by all means.
A technical announcement. Today is the last day to send pictures for the evening, the cultural evening on the convention, like we asked and sent, so we're asking again. Every friend, every man and woman in our world Kli from Israel and the world, especially from the European and North and South America, which we didn't get many pictures from, is asked to simply take a selfie of himself with a vertical face on a clean background and send it to the email address that will appear here on the screen in a second. And I'll say it because it's not appearing. Yes. Here, it's appearing. Wonderful. No, this is not it. This isn't it either. BB Photo
Kli. No, it's World Kli Photos. World Kli Photos @gmail.com.
Right. @gmail.com. It was sent also to everyone. In addition, a link for the WhatsApp group was sent. You can simply join it once. Put the picture in there and just leave the group. So whoever didn't understand what I said will get an announcement. It's appearing also on Svivatoa. Here's the right one, worldclephotos@gmail.com. Thank you. And we want to say a few very joyous things about the registration. So first of all, to the desert, 1,048 men registered, which we never had such a registration, meaning we still have several days. And also from those 1,048 men, 326 from the World Kli, which is also pretty unprecedented. Now, yesterday we broke the records for the big convention. 218 registered in one day yesterday, so many people registered. And also for the big convention, we already have a record for the, we have 3,021 women, people, over 3,000 people, and also the World Kli. Even before all the end of the early bird and all the people, 752 from the World Kli, men and women, are already registered for the conventions, which is a lot more than last year, just to say a big l'chaim about that.
According to the numbers, we are growing in general.
We grew, and with that, we want to say that we've seen that at least... There's at least 30% here in Petah Tikva that didn't yet complete their registration for the convention. And we want to remind you that on Thursday...
Petah Tikva is what?
Yeah, they're special. So Thursday, the 13th of February, the early bird registration for lower prices, and some people forgot.
No, they just want to pay more.
Yes, that's bestowed already. So we are really asking our friends in the tens, one will help his friend, let's help one another to make sure. Maybe friends didn't get the link, didn't find, they forgot. They're having difficulty with technology of how to fill the form and complete the registration. Let's help one another in the tens today, throughout the day, and make sure that everyone has all the details, all the information, whatever is needed, so that we will all be able to prepare ourselves for this Congress, the greatest spiritual degree for us all. L'chaim. And last thing, many women turn to us about the desert convention. This is not a antelope. It's camels. It's not the Arava. The Arava, everyone thinks that we're going down there in the very distant by Eilat. No, we are in a place that's called the desert ship. On the convention site, there's the address. I don't know, everyone received that. And simply so, it won't be pleasant that if you go to the wrong place and no one will be there. So first of all, we would recommend that you sign up for the buses and we'll take you to the right place. And whoever's going with this car, before you travel, make sure you know where you're going. It's very important that we will concentrate in one place. Thank you very much. And announcements. Evening lesson, you're invited to watch today at 6 p.m. Israel time, a recorded lesson with Rav Lightman. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. An event for the youth, preparation for the World Kabbalah Convention 2020. You're invited to the event of the night of the year where we're going to prepare together the youth event in the convention. Thursday, the 13th of February, 7 p.m. in Rabash Street 12, Petah Tikva. For additional details, dial 1-700-509-209 in Israel. Connecting to the root of life, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place from the 25th to the 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Please note there are 3 more days only till the registration, early bird prices for the desert and the big convention. Please hurry up and register for details, 1-700-509-209, or enter the Kabbalah site, KabCOIL/convention. Reminder for everyone this evening, we're going to disseminate. We will conclude and good day.
מרס יסי אפלה אך אני זאת בך התקווה להאיר את אור האהבה בתוך ליבי אשא אותך תמיד חי עבורך בהווה ובעתיד בורא עולם שמור נא בניגונייך מפלסים לכל החי מעוף לעליונים שעל כנפייך הם מרננים
החום שבך
ממיס גבולות בתוך ליבי
לחטופה
לכל המכות
שנוחתות ולא פוסקות בתוך ליבי
אשא
אותך תמיד
חי עבורך בהווה ובעתיד
בורא עולם שמור נא עליה
שמונה, 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 שמונה